Officials in the local financial sector are of the view that countries in the Eastern Caribbean would have learned a significant amount of lessons from the financial crisis. This matter was raised during a radio discussion program yesterday. In her presentation, Deputy Director of the Financial Services Authority, FSA, Eleanor Estevan, quoted from a global financial stability report from the International Monetary Fund in Washington, which stated that the financial crisis is not yet over.
The first thing he said was that the 2008 financial crisis is not really over. You know, a few years have gone by, there's been recovery, but that recovery has been at different rates in different countries. The other point he made was that there was a large imbalance between economic risk and financial risk. And by that, he meant economic risk from the point of view of investments of the private sector, private corporations. And what he was saying was that there was less investment happening from the private sector, particularly productive investment. The third thing he mentioned was that apart from the decline in profitability of corporations, there was also a decline in profitability of banks. And banks are always of concern to all of us because they affect the public more widely. Banks were still transforming, shifting their business models to accommodate the emerging regulatory changes and environment.
Ms. Estevan said persons need to take advantage of their responsibility as an investor and be knowledgeable of the activities taking place when they invest at a particular institution.
There is a great responsibility that rests with the depositor, the shareholder, to be knowledgeable, to attend annual general meetings, and to have some level of shareholder engagement. And that's something that we've not seen in a number of institutions where people invest substantial sums and, you know, they don't attend AGMs, they don't vote, and one cannot become complacent that things will always be as they were. And also the fact that not all risks can be modeled that you're aware of, that are immediately, you know, within your sight. You have to look, as Saren said, as a global picture and see how things can impact you.
Deputy Director of the Financial Services Authority, FSA, Eleanor Estevan. And Country Manager of First Citizens Investment Services, Norlan Gabriel, listed some of the things to take into consideration before investing.
One of the first things you should do before you even start, so you have this money, what is your personal net worth? What are you worth in dollars and cents? Okay, so you do that by determining what has value for you and then what you owe. So after you take the difference between those two, it tells you in hard dollars and cents what you're worth. The next step for you to decide is, what is your goal? What is it that you want to achieve? So you have that statement there. You said, well, okay, I would like to grow this 20,000 to 30 in X amount of time. But then you start deciding, after you've done that, you look at how much risk can I take? Because how much risk you can take will determine where you place that money, what instruments you invest it in, for how long, etc.
Country Manager for Citizens Investment Services, Norlan Gabriel. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.